With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Region of Queens Council approved spending $1 million on equipment and adopted the land use bylaw at their last meeting. The big news out of the May 24th Council meeting was the adoption of the land use bylaw and municipal planning strategy. Several other items were adopted, including setting a policy for Council to hold meetings in communities throughout Queens instead of being tied to Council chambers. Council also waived a policy to permit the sale and consumption of alcohol on Region property. The move allows vendors at the Liverpool Farmers Market in Centennial Park to sell alcohol and provide samples to customers. The waiver will be in place from June until the end of the year. The region will be spending $688,000 to rebuild a compactor at the regional waste facility. Public Works will also be receiving a Komatsu excavator worth $356,000. The purchase was already in the budget and will be paid out of the equipment reserve. The tidy sum being spent on landfill is worth it, says Mayor Darlene Norman.
And what happens when you own a landfill? And people have to understand that landfills make us revenue. And if it were not for the landfill, we'd be looking at a higher tax rate.
Council closed their meeting with a discussion about the Liverpool Business Development Center. Staff prepared a report outlining ways to pay for approximately $2 million in needed heating and ventilation repairs.
That went back to the drawing board to come back again at our next meeting. The numbers are large, and it was suggested that there could be other options available. So Council was interested in hearing of these other options.
Council meets regularly on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month. Because of the way the calendar is lined up, Council will go 3 weeks between meetings and won't convene again until June 14th. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.